It was 40 years ago today that abortion was made legal in the United States. On January 22, 1973, the Supreme Court, in a case known as Roe v. Wade, legalized abortion in all 50 states through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason. The United States bishops are hosting 9 days of prayer, penance, and pilgrimage in the days leading up to this year's March for Life, which takes place on Friday. We spoke with Mary McCluskey, the bishop's special projects coordinator for pro-life activities.
As you know, today is the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion throughout, in combination with Doe v. Bolton, legalized abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy for virtually any reason in the United States. It's an important time to commemorate the lives that are lost, but it's also a time to pray in hope, and to pray with faith in this year of faith. The bishop saw a particular desire to call our nation to prayer. And as part of that, our office developed 9 days of prayer, penance, and pilgrimage. And it started on the 19th, and it's going until the 27th. Now, these 9 days include novena prayers. The novena prayers include the novena petition for the day itself. You know, we've had 1 day focused on women and families who suffered after abortions, 1 day focused on fathers, 1 day is focusing on the lives lost themselves, the children. And then there's a reflection, and then there's an act of reparation, and you can choose, you know, which one you want to do. But every day we're texting these out, we're emailing these out, they're on our website, people can participate through these 9 days. The 9 days of prayer, penance, and pilgrimage also include blessings that are available on our website for pro-life pilgrims on their way to the March for Life. There's a specific blessing that can be said for those pilgrims. The forecast for Friday for the March for Life is supposed to be a wintry mix and 35 degrees, so we're particularly hoping that people will go to the blessing to pray for safe travels for these overwhelmingly young pilgrims that come to Washington to witness for life. And we also have a pro-life profiles activity that people can do. And what happens is we're encouraging people to take a sign, mm-hmm. and write on the sign why we are a people of life because, and to answer that question, and to hold it up, take a photo of themselves, send it in to us, and we're actually going to post some of these on our Facebook pages. So we're looking at a variety of activities from, you know, people praying in their parishes or people praying the novena with somebody, all the way down to young people who we're encouraging to get involved and to stand up for life through social media.
You know, obviously in the pro-life movement, we have a lot of activities, you know, from the laity, from different pregnancy centers. What role does the church have in helping to bring an end to abortion in America?
Well, we know that science, reason, shows and proves that the unborn child has a right to life and is a human, you know, is a human being, is a human person. But what faith gives us is hope. Faith brings us hope that we're going to end abortion in this country, that it's with God's help, really, that we're going to help achieve miracles on this earth. I mean, God really calls us to love others, and that is the way in which we're going to end abortion. We're going to help mothers with their material needs so that they don't feel like they are in a position that requires them to have an abortion.